For this website audio clip, we have chosen a few lines from each of the essays written and read by some of our cast members. After those excerpts, you will again hear the narrators, Ardens and Waverly.
My name is Edmund, and I am beautiful. There are many things in this world that are beautiful, but you have to take the time to notice them. I have encountered a rare beauty lately. It is a handmade butterfly on a stick. It was something I've never experienced before. My first reaction was to open my eyes wide and smile. I felt special. This has opened my eyes to see and take the time to notice all the other beauties in the world.
My name is Jim Ronning. Beautiful is what's around us, but what is beautiful? The cats with their big round eyes that glows in the dark. The puppies, also warm and cuddly. The paintings on your walls at home. When I'm hungry, I don't know about you, but the plate of food is also beautiful. So what is beautiful? Everything and everyone.
My name is Christian. This butterfly really brightened up my day. It just added so much beauty to the room that I was in at the time. What makes a person beautiful is a nice face, good personality, and if the person is kind and understanding. When a person says I am beautiful, I tend to freeze up as if not expecting to hear that. But inside, it really warms my soul.
My name is Rachel. Anything around me, I don't care if it's a person, place, or thing, as long as it can make me feel good inside, to me, it is beautiful. To me, someone's personality is what makes them beautiful. A positive attitude and a sense of humor is always cool. You could have the cutest face, but if you have a nasty attitude, your physical appearance tends to not matter at all. When someone calls me beautiful, I feel flattered. It makes me feel more confident about myself. I feel beautiful when I'm having a good day. If we all took the time and effort to see the beauty in each other, the world would be a much better place for everyone.
Hi, my name is France, and this is my poem, Butterfly. The true beauty of the butterfly lives within me. Not the color yellow or the black outline, but the way its beauty affects me. The true beauty of the butterfly makes me feel free. Free to be me, free to fly, free to run. The true beauty of the butterfly makes us feel free, but in her eyes shows hope. Hope for her, hope for her family, hope for the future. Hope makes him feel free. Free to do anything, free to be himself, free to be a man. Because in the true beauty of the butterfly, there's hope to be free and freedom in hope, which gives us faith in the butterfly.
My name is Toya, and I am beautiful. When I see an all-white butterfly, I think of true beauty. It gives me a feeling of contentment and happiness. There's something about an all-white butterfly that makes me silent and observing. I can't help but smile because it just brightens up my day. Just its presence around me makes me feel free. The attitudes of someone could turn their beauty to ugliness. Just like the first impressions could be deceiving, beauty could also be. To define a beautiful person is to define a person whose essence and being, internally and externally, have a presence which just brightens your attitude. I feel beautiful when I am happy with myself and appreciated by others. If beauty was a magnet, it would connect the world of everyone to different types of beauty. We would all live in peace if everyone could find some type of beauty in every person.
I'm Gigi. Beautiful. Full of beauty. At every moment in my life, I am surrounded with the beauty of the human soul. I am awestruck at the beauty inside of all of us. The kindness, the compassion, and the humor that we all share. Perhaps we need to acknowledge that beauty and humor when we meet new people or forgive old friends. One of the secrets to beauty is laughter. Let us use it frequently.
My name is Lauren. It seems as if beauty is a reaction, like laughing. People don't have to think about or prepare themselves to laugh. Beauty is something that everyone can respond to. I have concluded that everyone who saw the butterfly smiled and widened their eyes in awe. Everyone has something about themselves that makes them beautiful. So, as we have heard, everyone is beautiful.
My name is Dina. Everyone is beautiful. That's right, everyone. Everybody has a trait that makes them beautiful. It may be a physical trait, like their eyes, hair, skin, or their noses. Or it may be a psychological trait, like their kind heart, gentle soul, or an enthusiastic personality. It depends on the person and what their life is like. A person may live a hectic life and never have time to physically make themselves look good, but they have a great attitude towards life. However, there is always a person that may constantly act rotten, but be beautiful on the surface. So everyone is beautiful, and there's no doubt about it. We were born beautiful, and we will die beautiful. So next time you see a person that you don't think is beautiful, you'd better think twice. They are beautiful. You are beautiful. We are beautiful. And no one can ever change that. Ever.
My name is Ronald. We are all beautiful. What makes a person beautiful? Being beautiful has to do with the attitude of that person, the way that person acts towards others. A beautiful person must also have respect for him or herself. We should not be judged by the way we look, since we all look the same under our thick skins. We are all beautiful.
My name is Lakia. There are a lot of things in this world that are beautiful, like flowers, which comes in different shapes and colors, and they smell wonderful. I love roses and lilies. When I see these two flowers, I get so excited. When I hold the flowers, I feel like I won something. When I pick up the flowers, I feel special. My reactions are mental, emotional, and physical. Sometimes I feel like crying because it is so beautiful. I consider myself and every member of my family beautiful. There are beautiful people everywhere. If you do not think you are beautiful, that is a personal problem. Some people can be beautiful, but they can act ugly. A beautiful person influences me in a lot of ways. I feel lucky because I know that person. I feel beautiful when I look in the mirror. When somebody tells me I'm beautiful, it makes me feel more beautiful, especially if I'm not having a good day. The only effort you need to make someone feel more beautiful is to take the time to see and believe that they are beautiful, and then tell them.
Tell them how beautiful they are and how lucky you are to know them.
Lakia makes it sound so simple.
But it's the result of taking the time and effort to intentionally notice, feel, and believe in their beauty.
Or their potential to be beautiful.
Besides, there's a circle here. I tell you you're beautiful.
And so I feel beautiful.
So you are free from the fear of not being beautiful and can see the beauty in me.
And I tell you you are beautiful too.
So I feel beautiful.
And on and on and on.
As we tell other people and they tell other people.
Ha! On the path to peace and enjoying each other.
Ha ha! Yes, why not try?
All this is great and fun, and I'm ready to notice and enjoy beauty everywhere and in everyone. But when will we learn about our skin?
Ah, our skin. That is a very public part of each and every one of us that causes all kinds of thoughts and feelings.
And fears of not being beautiful, or even acceptable.
The word skin makes most of us think of color. But do you know that your skin is not only your body's largest, most versatile, and most flexible organ, but it also interacts with the other parts and functions of your body?
No, I didn't.
After you listen to the rest of this audio program, we hope you will agree that everyone's skin is not only amazing, but beautiful.